Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
The new season of Backstory with Larry Potash is on WGN-TV this month, Sunday nights at 11. And here he is, as seen on TV, Larry Potash. Larry, good morning to you.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me back.
Anytime. Before we talk about Backstory, a couple of quick things. I have a question. Do you guys get our texts? Because I'm constantly getting texts here at the radio station and, you know, people saying, we love Larry's tie this morning. And why is Robin in a bad mood? But people, I guess they see a text number, they get it online somewhere, and yeah, they get mixed up. Do you get ours?
Pat and Paul manage the incoming texts from viewers.
I'll ask them.
I'm sure they do.
Let's try to straighten that out. And also, I wanted to mention happy anniversary, WGN-TV Morning News 30, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unreal.
You know what? I've made it, I think, 7 years is the longest I've stayed at one job. Although,
wow,
I was at NBC5 three different times, so yeah. Can I count? Can I just add it up and
sure,
count it as one time?
Listen, you've got a lot of equity here.
Yeah, Fox 32 rehired me, so it would be more than seven if I can do it that way.
It's got to be a record.
I can't keep a job. Let's talk about Backstory and what you got going this month. First of all, I know you're going to deal with tattoos, mm-hmm, and they have become much more mainstream, haven't they?
Yes, and it's interesting. I wanted to get to the psychology of why people are getting them, and I had difficulty finding an expert who wanted to talk about it or say anything remotely critical of it because they know everybody loves them. So,
they do,
but I
now,
was able
yeah,
to figure it out.
That'll be fun to see. And I'm really interested in what you're doing on Sherlock Holmes because I'm one of those Sherlock Holmes nuts. You know, I've been to London a couple times. I have to visit the Sherlock Holmes Museum. I've read all the books. What are you doing on Holmes?
Well, I found a Sherlock Holmes club. I guess this is a thing.
The Baker Street Irregulars?
Well, there's a couple. There's the Baker Street Irregulars, and there's Hounds of Baskerville group,
mm-hmm,
and some of them overlap, and I just found that interesting, and we just sort of take the investigative process for granted, but it wasn't always that way. So, you know, back in the day, they just round people up, you know. they target people who look strange or who are weirdos,
right,
you know.
Uh-huh.
Just think the Salem witch trial. I just use this as sort of a symbolic of bringing logic and reason and science into our world to bring justice.
It's kind of wild that a fictional character, you know, has so much influence still today, apparently.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The sports heroes, the sports legend story you're doing, now, does this center on the statues of these iconic players?
Yeah, because I remember growing up, we never had all these statues. Sports statues.
That's new.
Suddenly they're everywhere, and I was asking this guy, it seems like this all started after the Michael Jordan statue, and he said, yes, that's exactly what happened. And I didn't know that they made that statue up on the North Shore.
Really?
Yeah. But they're making all the big statues, like the Kobe statue, the Dwayne Wade statue. They just were doing statues a little differently. And so we went into the backstory of the Michael Jordan statue, in a sense, and how that led to all these others.
I love how you uncover these little-known stories. And didn't I read recently that, you know, they're refurbishing the famous Super Dogs on top of the hot dog place, and it's being done by one of those statue companies. So they know what they're doing.
It's quite a science. I just thought, you know, they molded some clay and they slapped some bronze on it. But
there's
more to it than that, and I don't get too deep into that. But, it was interesting.
Yeah, and so... yeah, be honest. You asked them if there's any chance there'd be a Larry Potash statue, didn't you?
Nobody's been clamoring for it.
and then also, you get into some music with the backstory of the guitar.
Yeah, and I didn't know. My partner and photojournalist, Mike D'Angelo, is a guitar player, and so this was his idea, and sometimes we just do a concept piece. I really didn't know what the story was, and I'm usually looking for some dark mystery, and I couldn't find one, and then it sort of popped up, and I was really surprised where the evolution of the guitar and how it kind of went into this electric mode. It was really kind of interesting, so we explored that.
Yeah. And now, at this point, Larry, do you have more backstory ideas than you can put on the air?
Oh, sure. I have files and files and all over the country, and just hoping that someday, hey, maybe they'll send me to Virginia, or, you know, so the budget gets thinner every year.
Yeah, a little tip as we head into the winter, find the Hawaiian stories.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? So you've got the all-new episodes running this month, Sundays at 11, WGN TV, and then it's live streamed, and it's on all your kitchen appliances, and wherever you find programs, you can find Backstory, can't you?
Yes, and if you miss it, just call me and I'll read my script over the phone.
Larry, he makes house calls now. All right, it's the WGN-TV morning news anchor Larry Potash and Chicago's very own WGN-TV premiering another season of Backstory, 15th season. Congrats to you, Larry, and thank you.
Thank you.